hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and with Mermaid Jen, who is also a dive master, by the way. And Mermaid Angela, who is an open water diver, as well as Bill, the producer.
Who's also an open water diver.
Yes. So we have
to throw that one out there for you.
Two open water divers, two dive masters in the studio today to answer your questions.
Hold on, one cotton picking second here.
What?
I'm an open water diver.
I just said that.
The last time that you and I dove together, I did my underwater navigation so that I would no longer be an open water diver.
Did you?
Why
do
did
your,
that just pop into my brain?
Did you do the paperwork for your advanced open water certification yet?
Paperwork?
Yes, exactly. That's what I thought.
Paperwork?
Remember those five modules you're supposed to turn in to me as your dive instructor? I didn't think so. Dog ate them, huh? Dog ate them.
Hey, I got to try and remember that sometime when we're not doing the radio show, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised you wouldn't say, hey, that give me something to do now.
I'm willing to pretty much show you how I can use a compass.
Mm-hmm. No, you
we can turn off the lights. I can swim around.
You don't stick it there, Bill.
There is a retention pond out back. I wouldn't mind seeing him demonstrate some skills.
All right. Well, who knows? Maybe before the hour's up.
I hope that was
up,
a euphemism.
We can arrange something. All right. Look, the hardest working man in the dive industry is on the line right now. Of course, you know him as Neil Watson, and actually, we do too. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing great, my friend. Just doing great. I'm almost an open water diver.
Yeah, yeah. And I hear that we just woke you up, not because you've been sleeping in after a night of crazy partying like has happened in the past. You're probably suffering from jet lag or something, I'm guessing, since you just came back from China. Is that right?
Yeah, we touch. It's a 12-hour time change. It's what is it, like 4:10 in the morning in China right now.
4:10, okay.
So it's a little bit of an adjustment.
Happy hour is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So explain, why were you in China?
Well, I was over wearing two hats. This is my fourth trip to China. The Bahamas Diving Association, the Ministry of Tourism, which I'm president of, has taken an interest in China because it's the new emerging market. And, of course, it may be a few years before we're going to be flooded with Japanese divers. But here again, you know, we just
Chinese.
Want to get in there. Chinese.
Yeah.
We want to get in on the ground floor, do a little branding, and get everybody thinking about the Bahamas when they're ready to come. And this year, of course, I'm on the DEMA board. And I was over wearing that hat too, and kind of supporting DEMA in the show. The show was interested in of course, aligning themselves with DEMA. So I was over checking it out. It's actually the third year of attending that particular show, so I was fairly familiar with it. But it's an amazing place and a really unique market.
Yeah, well, I'd imagine. I mean, you were telling me before we came on the air today that you went to a dive operation there in China that was, what, doing how many divers in one day, like open water certifications?
There's an island off on the South China coast called Hainan, and this is just one operation, and there's more than one there. And the one that I went to year before last, they do between 1,800 and 2,000 resort courses a day.
Unbelievable. A
day? A day, yes.
So these are like 2,000 new Chinese divers hitting the market, and hopefully in the next year or two they'll be doing some traveling and maybe to the Bahamas or the States or whatever, right?
Absolutely. It's already a huge market for the Philippines. The Philippines had a huge display at the show and parties and all that kind of stuff because of the proximity. But, I mean, it's amazing to see, you know, I mean, they're 30 years behind where the States is today with diving, but just the enthusiasm. I mean, one of the neat things is you walk around the show floor and the shows that we're used to going to in New York and Chicago and places like this, you know, the you walk around and you look at the average diver on the floor, and you know, they're 45, 55, 60 years old, and here the average person was maybe 25. You got young families and you got teenagers, and you know, it's perceived in China, scuba diving is kind of like rollerblading or skateboarding and kiteboarding. I mean, it's young and hip and the thing to do. And of course, that's the market that the U.S. has kind of lost. So it's refreshing to see such enthusiasm with young people over there to learn to dive.
Well, I don't mean to stereotype, and maybe this doesn't apply to the Chinese, but are they as crazy as they are at like Disney World with the cameras? Are they like that underwater too?
Those are the Japanese.
That is Japanese.
That's Japanese news.
But I'm going to email you a photo of the opening ceremony of the show, which we were doing. I was a guest there for the opening.
Oh, they had that on videotape too.
There's a picture. There's a picture of them taking pictures, and yeah, it looks like it looked like somebody was at the White House or Britney Spears' front yard or something.
Interesting.
Paparazzi.
Yeah. So it's just, they're just nutty. I don't know. The Chinese, they eat everything underwater down there. So they eat like all this raw stuff.
I'm thinking of the Olympics.
He's right there. I mean, yeah. Japanese too. But yeah, we had some. I'll tell you what. Thank God they have Burger Kings and KFCs there, because after a couple of days, man, you're really jonesing for some Western food. I mean, it's good. It's the first time I'd ever eaten jellyfish. I'd had them beat me, but yeah, they eat everything over there. There's some strange stuff.
Well, that's what I wonder. You know, does after they become a certified diver in China, do they lose their appetite for jellyfish and things that you know, they go out and look for underwater? I wonder if that changes their perception of what they want to eat.
No, it probably gives them an opportunity to go out and get it for real.
Go get it themselves. Exactly, I hear you.
No, but I'll tell you what, there was one wall, and it had probably 150 to 200 paintings that the Chinese school kids had done about the environment and protecting the environment. They're very, very environmentally sensitive over there, which was also kind of shocking because you just wouldn't think that, but they are.
Well, let me ask this question of you, Neil. They're sensitive about the environment, but does the environment look as though they're sensitive about the environment?
Yeah, didn't they have that whole Olympic thing where they had to shut down the businesses for a couple weeks before?
Well, the smog and stuff is less to be desired, but they also understand that there's a problem. Actually, if you buy an item and you want a bag for it, they'll charge you extra for the plastic bag, not for the sake of the money, just because they want to reduce the waste, you know, of plastic and stuff.
You know, as an emerging nation, I mean, they've come a long way from the 1960s and 1970s when they were trying to industrialize. But, I mean, is there a lot of places where you can go in China and find really great diving, or do they have to travel?
No, they travel.
They should travel to the Bahamas.
I mean, that's the advantage. You've got, and here again, like I say, they may have 100,000 certified divers today, but just with the sheer number, when you got 2.5 billion people, it doesn't take a very big percentage of them to become divers to to turn some big numbers and fill some boats.
Yeah, well, I don't doubt that. Well, what about U.S. divers going to China to dive to kind of mark it off the list? Is there something underwater over there worth exploring or what?
You know, they have, like, built kind of an underwater city, kind of like an Atlantis, and then, like, Hainan, the area that I went to, is decent diving. But, you know, if you're going to get that close, you're very, very close to the Philippines and to Thailand and to some real great places. I don't know that it's going to be reversed and there's going to be that many Americans going to China to dive. It's going to be more the other way around. I mean, the Caribbean has the product. Their dream destination is the Bahamas.
Yeah, well, as it is for most people in the States, I'd say too.
Yeah, and it's neat because actually it's as easy to get to the Bahamas, if not easier, from China than it is from the States to China to the Bahamas. And here's another problem: it's difficult for mainland Chinese to get visas, tourist visas, to come to the States. Still, yet the Bahamas has a trade agreement between China and the Bahamas. And it's very, very easy to get visas, and they can hop on a plane almost anywhere in China, direct into London, direct into Nassau, and then anywhere in the Bahamas. So other than it's still around the world in an 18-hour flight, it's quite accessible as far as connections.
Okay. Well, there you go. That sounds pretty cool indeed. And I know you're getting ready for the DEMA show in Las Vegas. You all prepared, or are you still?
I'm getting there. Well, I got a couple little side trips. Big Wave Dave is coming in next week, and from DEMA, and you know, the pool tour,
right?
And we're flying over to Eleuthera, Cape Eleuthera, and he's training some people to dive. It's a travel writer or something, and I'm going over there and doing some diving, and then. And then the next week I'm going over to, just before DEMA, I'm going to Staniel K, you know, the Swimming Pig reunion. Got to do that every year.
Yes. Are you going over to Staniel Key just to go do the pig thing before DEMA?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's my buddy's birthday, and it's the reunion of the Swimming Pig. So every year, September we were supposed to go, but we were kind of weathered out with a storm, so we rescheduled it. No, actually, it's next weekend. It's the weekend of the 4th, I guess.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're
going to
go do the... And there's a new dive operator over there that is going to be in our Bahama Diving Association fold, so I want to go over and say hi to them.
Well, hey, if you ever need a dive buddy, you got one right here. I want to go swim with the pigs. What do you think, Angela?
Yes, I want to as well.
Yeah.
Put it on the list.
Yeah, I'm down.
Jen?
Let's go.
Yeah, they're looking at us like, we've been diving with you. What's the big deal?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
All right, so we obviously have been going down, and during the break, Mermaid Angela and Jen have been asking me about these swimming pigs, and what's the deal? You know, we've been diving with you many times before, and I don't get it, what Neil was talking about there before the break. So I got Captain Slate on from Key Largo. He's an expert when it comes to diving with pigs, like in Staniel Key. How you doing, Captain?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing? Yes, sir. We all know about swimming pigs. I have a even a blow-up one when I can't swim with them.
Well, okay. Hey, we're not talking about the you know, the spider pig from The Simpsons.
Spider no, we're
pig,
not.
Spider pig.
Does whatever a spider pig can. Okay. No, we're talking about real pigs in the Bahamas that you can actually snorkel and dive with, I guess, if you want, right? Explain this, Captain Slate. You've done it. You were the one who kind of turned me on to this nonsense.
I did. The infamous Neil that had told us about the swimming pigs, and on one of our Aquacat adventures, we pulled into Staniel Cay, got in the little chase boat, and lo and behold, we came around this mooring just on the other side of the Staniel Cay there, arena, and what behold came roaring out of the woods were four, I think, or five, three white ones and two brown ones, honest to God, farm pigs, and they came out friendly. We got on in the water, petted them, played with them, and we may have done some other things with them. We just had a great time.
Now, hold on a second. I guess I never caught this part of it before. These are like some domesticated pig. This is some farmer's pigs that just come swimming out of the water. I assume they were boars. I assume they were wild
pigs.
No,
they're regular pigs. They're not boars. They're regular. They're actually quite entertaining.
This is one of the top seven most ridiculous things I've ever heard of.
Well, hey, nothing's more ridiculous than this picture and video I have of Captain Slate picking up one of the pigs in about 4 feet of water, lifting it up out of the water, and hearing that pig go...
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up, but yes, we did.
That was a good time, though, wasn't it, Captain Slate?
It was a great time, almost like it didn't go back to the boat.
Yeah, well, I'm hip. That, you know, that's what it's about, marking things off the dive list. And actually, that's one you got to kind of do more than once. And I guess Neil's planning that next weekend. But how are things going on down in the Keys this weekend? What do you got going?
Just a bunch of overcast skies and a little constant steady rain, but not sea conditions. We're 2 to 3s, and I'd like to say just overcast. It's been that way since Friday, but we're out there having fun. It's a beautiful day, and the viz is good, so we're just waiting for this storm to pass, and we'll be back with sun and sunscreen.
Well, there you go. And has business been pretty good down there in the Keys here the last few months? In between, you know, a couple weeks ago, obviously we had a few storms blow through your area, but how's things been overall for you guys?
Well, actually, the season, going back to March, literally was incredible. We had a great season here, and I'm speaking probably for a bunch of my buddies I've talked to, one of the best Julys in a long time. But then August was on a roll, and then all of our weather terrorists ran everybody out of the Keys, of course, with the four storms in a row, and we never got much more than a 20-knot breeze, but we had no tourists. We really hate it really killed our season, but we're catching back up, and hopefully all this nonsense about gas shortages, which is not a case in Florida, will pass. We'll be back in business.
Well, there you go. And right now, great time to be diving in the Keys. The conditions are great. The winds haven't really picked up for winter yet. It's probably got till what, at least mid-October, till it starts blowing a little bit more consistently, right?
Yeah, if we count normally, it's more like mid-November. And also, the rates are the lowest this time of year. From the end of Labor Day until the 5th of December, you're back to the $16 rooms up to a $99 for a suite. So it's a lot of our resorts we work with. So it's really a great time to come. And like I said, the diving is phenomenal, and it's still summer.
There you go. CaptainSlate.com. Go there, and you can get some of that information on the dive operation and the deals available for you to dive in Key Largo today. CaptainSlate.com. More coming up.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear. At the break, I'm talking to Mermaid Jen, and she says, yeah, I love Key Largo, and we're talking about our plans over the next couple months. You know, we're going to go to Dima for Las Vegas here in October, and then I go down to Fort Lauderdale for a little boating event, and then I'm off to Australia for 2 weeks. And then after that, there may be a good chance where we plan a little adventure down in the Keys there with Captain Slate, if we can't get down there before we head to Las Vegas for the Dima show. Because one of the other best times to go to the Keys is between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That, if you've never had an opportunity to spend, you know, Christmas time in the Keys, I'm telling you, you haven't lived as a diver. It is amazing. The weather is perfect. You know, the wind kind of blows up a little bit more at that time of year. So you have the potential to get blown out as far as the diving is concerned. But the, you know, topside, just cruising around and hanging out in Key Largo or the Upper Keys or Key West for that matter. Mm-hmm. Truly spectacular because the Wacky Keys folks, they put up the Christmas lights and you really feel like you're celebrating Christmas in the Caribbean. And instead of snow, you have sand.
Awesome.
Does that sound pretty cool, Angela?
Let's do it.
Sounds like something you want to do.
Yeah.
And then Jen was saying that, hey, yeah, I went down to the Keys. I did that underwater habitat, that Jules Undersea Lodge. And you went down and checked out the habitat. And you didn't stay overnight, which you can. It's like an underwater hotel they've created down there, right?
Yeah, we didn't end up staying down there, but I got to go inside and unload some luggage for a couple that was staying there for their honeymoon, I believe. They had a little underwater wedding, which was interesting to watch.
Yes, it's a little tube, kind of like a mobile home size type contraption underwater in about, I don't know, 20 feet of water maybe thereabouts.
Yeah, not that deep. It felt like the abyss, though, coming up out of the floor and standing on this rickety little
Yeah, it's pretty
deck.
Freaky. Yeah, it's like your own little underwater, well, it's an underwater habitat, and they've turned it into an underwater hotel, so it's definitely something to kind of mark off the list. Who knows? Maybe we go down and check that out. I did the same thing as you. I didn't deliver any luggage to anyone, but I did have the opportunity to go down there and check it out. See, there's always something new that you got to plan for, right?
Scuba Radio. How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This pony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
Hey, Hey, Bill, what's the deal, man? You know, it's really cold in the studio, even more than normal today. I feel like I'm being cryologically preserved with the temps in here.
Well, right? You know how it is. We can't afford the hyperbaric chamber, so dry ice is the second best thing, really, for preserving your youthful appearance.
Okay. It has nothing to do with the fact that we have mermaids in the studio today?
That's the story you told me to go with.
Okay. Just checking. All right, you guys, you feeling
I'm
okay?
Freezing.
Angela?
Yes, I'm.
Jen, you're okay?
Hanging in there.
You guys actually should show up at this place because during the week, it is so cold in the studio, they keep the doors shut so that there's not a breeze blowing through the hallway. So when I come in on Friday to make sure the equipment's still, not frozen, it is so cold in here.
Well, ladies, just feel free to cuddle.
Don't worry. In the future, when we're doing that swimsuit issue, I'm sure it'll be warmer.
Yeah.
Positive of it.
Oh, boy. That's just bad. It's just so bad. Well, why do you guys put up with this stuff?
I always wear protective eyeglasses during that particular episode.
Someone could lose an eye!
Turkey's done. Okay, so anyway... We are here to talk about diving, and some of the things that, we want to cover on this show are things to keep you out of trouble. All right. Now, one of the nightmare scenarios that every diver has is like being out on a dive boat and being left behind. Okay. Nobody wants that to happen. And it's all always about preparation. Now, the chances of that ever actually happening to you are extremely, extremely rare, but you always should be prepared for the worst. And I just have some tips here that I found on the web for some things for you to consider if you get out, for instance, and get caught in a current, okay? Let's say you're doing a beach dive. The reason I was thinking about this is that I've done a couple beach dives off of the coast of Fort Lauderdale over the last month or two. And when you're doing a beach dive, you have the potential of getting caught in, for instance, these rip currents you hear up and down the East Coast. And it is something in the back of your mind you need to be aware of. And Angela, let me ask you, if you get caught in a rip current, which is basically it's a trough that forms in the sand on a beach and it just sucks the water out to sea. Mm-hmm. If you were to get caught in one of those, if you're going out literally just swimming, let alone scuba diving, what should you do? Do you know what you should do?
I would go to surface and see if I could see anybody or swim back.
Okay, go to the surface.
I'm sorry, you're dead. Moving on.
Now, Jen is a former lifeguard. Jen, do you have an answer for such a tragic
event? I would say swim diagonally with the current towards the shore.
Diagonally? Okay, that will work, yes.
Normally they say swim parallel to the shore.
Heading inward.
Yeah, parallel towards the shore, but the fact of the matter is the current actually pulls you out. So if you try to swim parallel, you end up swimming diagonally. And I would say her answer is not just correct, but correct accidentally.
Okay,
that's
fair
what
enough.
I meant.
Hey, where's my prize? I get a prize for that.
Okay.
You're not dead. I would consider that to be something of a prize.
Yeah. So, yeah, you swim, what he said.
Parallel to the shore.
Or don't try and fight perpendicular to the current.
Right. Don't try and fight the current. Try and swim out of the current.
Good point. All right. More on this topic next.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. the third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes? They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really? I took a...
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Just going over a few things that'll make you safer in the water, like for a beach diver. There's just some things to be aware of. Some of it common sense, especially for us Florida divers when we're dealing with rip currents off of a beach. I don't know if they have this issue, you know, off the coast of California as much as they do Florida. I don't really know, but rip currents are a big problem. Just for swimmers, let alone beach divers. And the trick is to swim out of the current and don't fight the current because you'll wear yourself out. And if you swim perpendicular to the current or parallel with the beach, you can get out of that current, out of that zip riptide, and then be able to make your way, you know, back to the beach and safely you know, out of harm's way, so to speak.
Live
right?
to be killed by some other natural disaster.
Exactly. But here's some other things to take into account, whether it's a beach dive or just, you know, diving off a boat. You know, first thing you want to do, you want to stay calm, obviously. We learn that when we're becoming open water divers, you stop, think, and react. Remember that little tidbit?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And you want to do that. That applies. So keeping calm.
Stop, think, and react?
Stop. Think about the situation you're in and then react. What?
I'm telling you that my entire diving career, I really thought he said stop, stink, and react. And that makes so much more sense to think.
Yeah.
Oh, you've opened my eyes, Greg.
Now, were you the guy that I read about in the paper this week?
The different guy.
That's a different guy.
Different guy. Same strategy, different guy.
All right. Well, keep calm. Get comfortable. If you get back up on the surface and you find out the boat's not there, you obviously want to start thinking about being warm in your wetsuit and thinking about conserving your energy as much as possible, especially if you think you're going to hang there for a while.
Okay.
What are you laughing at, Bill?
I'm just thinking about one of the ways I think about getting warm in my wetsuit. That's all. And sometimes if the situation requires me to think that that would be a good idea, sometimes it's already happened.
Yeah. Well, stay warm. It goes back to what we're doing in the studio today with the mermaids. Cuddling. You could do that, too. No, really, the bottom line is to prevent a situation from occurring in the first place, right? You know, when you're diving, listen to the dive master. Listen to the instructors there on the boat. And follow their rules. If they say, hey, you need to be back at the boat in 30 minutes or back on the surface in 30 minutes, do it. Don't say, hey, I'm going to, you know, stretch my air and be down another 20 minutes. And next thing you come up and they were expecting you 20 minutes ago and they're a couple miles away looking for you. You need to pay attention and stay within the zone that they expect you to be in so they know what you're doing. And if you do get back to the surface and you're looking for the boat, and you need to signal the boat. You got safety sausages you need to consider. You should have a whistle on you or some kind of air horn type device. And mirrors are a very inexpensive way to signal people back on the boat as well. And,
if you have thousands of them, you can throw them up into the atmosphere and reverse global warming.
No, that's a whole different thing.
Oh, sorry.
But the mirror thing, I got to tell you, I don't carry a mirror, but I'm starting to think I probably should, because you can evidently see a mirror for like a mile or two away, whereas safety sausages, they say even a big one might give you about a half mile, a mile of visibility from a boat.
I do not carry a mirror. I merely take off my hood.
Oh, good point.
And
yeah.
It has been very effective for me up until now.
Yeah. Did we mention that Bill has no hair there?
There.
Hey, Pete from Scuba Board is on Scuba Radio. He'll back me up on some of this stuff, I'm sure. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
All right. Now, you're out on the water. Do you have a mirror, a whistle, or an air horn with you?
Well, I don't have a mirror. I do have a whistle. I do have a safety sausage. But who's going to miss Net Doc out in the middle of the ocean, huh? Let's be real.
What's that again? Say that. I missed that.
Then who is going to miss Net Doc out in the middle of the ocean? Let's be real.
Who's going to miss him? Who's not going to be able to locate him midst of the ocean?
I got you.
I understand what you're saying. Him and the Great Wall of China, pretty much.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Here's something I'd like to add to your stop, think, then act.
Okay. What's
that? Don't forget to breathe.
Breathe. Relax. Calm yourself.
Take a few deep breaths.
Don't panic.
Oh, my gosh. That's really going to help you out if you just say, in fact, the way I teach my students is stop, breathe, think, breathe, do, and don't forget to breathe.
Yes.
Because, you know, that'll actually increase. If you hold your breath, you increase the CO2, and that's going to make you panic even faster. So get rid of it. Breathe.
Yeah. Well, good point. And the whole stop, think, react issue is to keep you from panicking. We don't want that, because then you start doing irrational things, and that creates more problems, and we just don't want to go there, right?
We don't want to go there.
Correct. Now, what about this, Pete? Where are you at today? Where are you diving?
I am diving on the Rodeo, a wreck here off of just south of Lauderdale by the Sea. It's a beautiful wreck. We're driving on the American Dream, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful dive.
Now, I'm putting you on the spot here, but I am very familiar with this wreck dive, but I've never understood why they call this the Rodeo. Do you know the story behind that?
Yes, I don't.
Okay. Good answer. You can't just make something up off the top of your head? Come on.
You know, I was about to do it, but then I would sound like a presidential candidate.
Oh! All right, nice one. All right, well, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to get to the bottom
Please,
of that.
Please, Senator Net Doc, we'd like you to answer the question.
I've always
I was just
wondered.
At the bottom of this. I still didn't see the answer.
I see.
But I have always wondered about the Rodeo wreck off of South Florida there. I was like, there must be some story why they call it the Rodeo.
Maybe that was its name.
Well, yeah, I know. But why was it called the Rodeo? Did it have some kind of issue with, I don't know, bull? Or bulls?
Oh, maybe they wrangled some mermaids out there.
That's what it is.
Sharks.
Oh, yeah, or bull sharks. Maybe. You never know. But anyway, okay, so you're down there on the Rodeo, good diving today. What kind of conditions did you get?
It was a little choppy.
Visibility?
Visibility wasn't that good, but it was no current.
Do I hear people laughing in the background? It sounds like it was a puke fest from what I'm hearing.
There's no puke fest, but people laughing they're laughing at my shoes.
At your shoes? Well, what, aren't we all? I don't know why, but I guess he gets his clown shoes on again, I guess.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bill, the producer, has been talking to NetDoc Pete, as we like to call him, from scubaboard.com. And he's been on the web on scubaboard and he found out what rodeo stood for. Is that the deal?
I think that is the deal.
Pete, explain.
On May 12th, 1990, the rec was renamed the Rodeo 25 in honor of the Pompano Fish Rodeo, which is a fishing competition, 25th anniversary.
Oh, okay. So it's a spearfishing competition they had down there.
I don't know that it was spearfishing. Was it a spearfishing?
I think it was
actually hook and line.
Was it? Well, maybe. I don't know. Interesting.
So he found
and there's tons of line on there, and I found that on Scuba Board, by the way.
Okay. Well, there you go. That would make sense.
Lots of information available on Scuba Board.
There is.
What other kinds of stuff will you find there?
Well, we've got a thing coming up with Scuba Quest over in Brandon, Florida, this coming week. And there's a whole big blurb on that in our Florida section. They're going to have all sorts of manufacturers come out, and it should be real fun. They're going to have some blowout prices. They're going to be below the map, if you know what the map is. They're really doing some deep digging here.
Will there be pictures of your shoes? Because apparently they're hysterical.
Exactly. They're huge.
If you want to see my shoes, go to otbboots.com. The man has these things priced to sell at a fraction of a cost, and know that you'll be diving in the same boots that Navy SEALs use.
Okay, I don't know what to make of that, but I'm not sure I want to. You know, maybe we'll throw some mermaids into the mix. Next
weekend.
Well,
this weekend. Way you could say your dive master wears Army boots, and you say, no, they're Navy SEAL boots.
Okay, well, obviously Pete's been drinking. But God bless him. It is happy hour, and that means it's time to wrap up today's virtual dive for the week. And ladies, thanks for coming in. Angela, you had
Thank
a good
you.
Time. Learned
yeah.
a few things today, I guess.
Yes.
Jen?
Swim parallel to the shore.
Swim parallel to the shore.
And
save
bring a
life.
Sweater.
Yes. Sweater and socks.
Yeah. Oh, no, you came sockless, too.
Yes, I did.
All right. And Jen the Dive Master. How about and Mermaid? What a taboot. You have fun?
I did, as always.
All right, Bill? Well, I don't care what you think.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But another fun and exciting adventure here on the big show. Who knows? Maybe we'll have to join Pete next week in Bradenton. I don't know.
Sure. Okay,
anything's possible. You'll have to stick around. And join us next week for that and find out for yourself where we be. Because we don't even know.
We'll see you there.
Till then, remember, it's always better, Angela.
Down where it's wetter.
Very nice. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.